over a barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Did you ever think you'd see OPEC become panicked? Well, it is. Crude oil prices have tumbled 10% since the start of the year. This morning, oil is below $55 a barrel. It'll be another day of frenzied phone calls for OPEC ministers as they try to find a way to halt the plunge. Mild winter weather in the U.S. and high inventories have triggered the price free fall. Members are reportedly considering holding an emergency meeting ahead of their planned March 15th gathering. The drop in oil will potentially bring down the price at the pump. Cheaper gas would be a welcome relief for everyone, especially workers earning minimum wage. Those workers will have a reason to breathe a sigh of relief today. The Democratic-led House is expected to pass a bill raising the federal minimum wage to $7.25 over the next 2 years. That's it. No special deals for business. But House Republicans have an alternative minimum wage plan that does provide some small business sweeteners. Marketplace's Hillary Wickay has more.
One Republican provision would allow small companies to join together to purchase better health plans. Another is a small business tax break. Republican Congressman Buck McKeon is from California.
Small businesses create two-thirds of the nation's new jobs, and 98% of the new businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. Why would we do anything to endanger their momentum?
But minimum wage proponents like author Beth Shulman say businesses have had break after break while the minimum wage hasn't budged.
It's really absolutely outrageous. Right now we have a law that exempts businesses with sales of less than $500,000 from minimum wage requirements.
Still, the package is a likely preview of what's to come in the Senate. If the slim Democratic majority there wants a wage hike at all, they'll have to compromise. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Apple's iPhone announcement gave a boost to NASDAQ yesterday. Otherwise, not much bounce in the market. The Dow slipped 6 points to 12,416. The NASDAQ moved forward 5 points to 2443. And the S&P was flat. It'll start the day at 1412. Well, it's nice to have your photo taken on your birthday, unless you're the girlfriend of the future King of England and there are rumors of a wedding in the air. Prince William's latest companion, Kate Middleton, turned 25 yesterday, and she was all but mobbed by photographers. Now, News International Group, Rupert Murdoch's British collection of tabloid papers, including The Sun and News of the World, has banned the use of paparazzi photos. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Cameras to the right of her, cameras to the left, cameras in her face. Kate Middleton was virtually overwhelmed by paparazzi. Not surprising, really. A picture of Kate and William together will fetch at least $2,000. Capture their first public kiss, and you could be looking at more than $60,000. Publications with that picture on the cover could raise circulation by more than 50%. That makes News International's ban on paparazzi snaps of Kate all the more striking, says former tabloid editor Eve Pollard.
Of course, they're desperate for that photograph on the front page because it will sell papers. But you've got to worry about what you're doing to this girl in between.
Analysts say that News International is worried about a possible public backlash. Many Brits blame the paparazzi for hounding Princess Diana and causing her death in a car crash a decade ago. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Society of Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. And by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at fellows.com.
We've heard of every kind of biofuel under the sun. Ethanol made from corn, biodiesel from French fry grease, you name it. But there's a little-known cousin in the biofuels family that may turn out to be the best alternative to gasoline yet. It's called biobutanol. And as Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, it's attracting the attention of some very big corporate players.
Ohio inventor David Ramey has been singing biobutanol's praises for years, but nobody paid attention. Until last summer, that is, when he put it in the tank of his 92 Buick Park Avenue and drove cross-country on it.
It just outperformed gasoline mile after mile after mile. I climbed Mount Palomar. We didn't even have to downshift. I mean, the thing just absolutely climbed right up the hill.
Petroleum-derived butanol has been sold as an industrial solvent for years, but corn, sugar beets, and other crops can also provide it. So presto, you have biobutanol. Mark Gulley is a securities analyst who covers DuPont. He also knows his way around a molecule.
Ethanol is a C2 molecule, two carbon atoms, and butanol is four. What that means is it's a heavier molecule, more directly similar to gasoline than would be the case for ethanol.
As a result, biobutanol blends more easily with gasoline. It also gets better gas mileage than ethanol. Last spring, biobutanol got a big boost when DuPont and British Petroleum decided to invest in it. DuPont's Chief Innovation Officer, Tom Conley.
We have started to make laboratory quantities of biobutanol today, and in parallel with this, our partner BP has begun fleet testing of vehicles using biobutanol.
And here's why this alternative fuel is so compelling to an oil company like BP. Unlike ethanol, butanol can be transported through existing fuel pipelines. Daniel Kamen is co-director of the Berkeley Institute of the Environment.
Pipelines are obviously much less expensive than sending everything in trucks. So that's a big plus if you want to think about a big butanol economy and a big future.
So butanol can use the existing distribution network. It's less evaporative, gets more miles to the gallon, and blends more easily with gasoline. Why are we even talking about ethanol?
Because for one thing, it stinks.
Unrefined butanol, it turns out, has an obnoxious smell. But DuPont's Tom Conley says that's not biobutanol's biggest problem. It's cost.
Ethanol is a cheaper fuel to produce at this moment, and in order to fully exploit biobutanol commercially, we need to reduce the production costs.
That's one reason DuPont wants to make sure biobutanol gets similar government subsidies to ethanol. The ethanol industry swears it won't stand in biobutanol's way. Bob Dineen is president of the main trade group for ethanol.
It may be that the companies that I'm representing today could be biobutanol producers in the future.
DuPont and BP plan to start converting sugar beets into biobutanol at a British facility this year. Let's hope the plant's neighbors in Wissington, England, don't mind the smell. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Oil prices are down from...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.